HHL playoffs continuing. The Crusaders saved off elimination earlier, a few days ago, against the Saints, and we'll try to do so again. Head coach Tim Frankel from the Crusaders joins us. Tim, obviously a huge game for your team after being outscored 20-3 in the first three games. What was the biggest difference for your squad in game four?
We played 5-on-5 hockey. Game one, two, and three, taking too many penalties against the league's best power play. And also another big reason is we're playing behind early. They'd get up 2 or 3 nothing early in the game. And, you know, playing catch-up hockey against a real tough defensive team is very difficult to generate against. And that was the problem in game 1-3.
Tim, when you have games like that, give us some insight into the coaching mind. The results are obvious. They're one-sided. What do you say to your group of players to get a fresh slate in terms of your mentality going into that next one? Because it's easy to say forget about it, play the next one. It's harder to do.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when you get down like that, you focus on, you know, we're always trying to focus on our process stats that we track. Those are important for us. When you get down, you can't forget about those. But then also, you know, we were dominated pretty heavily in those three games, so we're looking for any sort of momentum. So winning a period, those types of things, you know, where in game three we won the second period, 1-0, and I know that doesn't seem like a large feat, but you got to try and get positives out of it, because our team was starstruck in game 1-3, and we just tried to draw some confidence from that.
You talk about the discipline, and as a coach, I'm guessing that it's easy to have that message heading into game five now because the players saw results from that. You know, obviously the Spruce Grove will be a much more composed team. They don't want to allow you guys to get any sort of momentum back in this series now, Tim. And, you know, they always say game four is the hardest one to win. I think now, though, you know, game five on the road for your team is definitely going to be difficult. Your discipline, when you talk about the penalties, was it just, you know, lack of moving your feet? Was it, you know, roughing after the whistle? What were the penalties? Are they easily fixable, or is it something you're still going to have to hammer home again before game five?
100%, they were undisciplined. After the whistle stuff, which is, you know, at that stage of the year, just unacceptable. We took two majors in the first three games.
Oof.
One for a high stick and one for a one-man fight, essentially. So, I mean, you're putting that team on the power play. You just don't give yourself a chance to win. And so easily fixable, to answer your question, yes.
It's a tough sale, like we said, Tim, but clearly you've given yourself a chance. Aside from being smarter when you're talking about penalties and that, your older guys, have they been the leaders in this turnaround? Because those are often the guys a coach has to lean on.
Well, that's just it. I mean, in round one against Fort McMurray, guys, like our best players were older guys. I mean, we won that round, you know, 3-1, and they carried the mail. And to be honest, in game 1 and 3, those were the guys that, you know, were just average for us, and they need to be better. And they knew that. And last night, again, no fluke. They were our best guys, and we had good results. Those are guys you rely on as a coach. And, I mean, you know, you need to get results from them. So, again, we'll lean on them heavily. But that being said, they've got to focus on playing to their strengths and not trying to do too much. I think that's one of our biggest things. And then, you know, our back's up against the wall. So, you know, I think last night we played a little bit more carefree. And I know that sounds silly, but the guys actually just went out and played, and they weren't so wound up so tight. So, you know, hopefully we can go out and just get a good start in game five and build some momentum.
Tim, on total non-topic, but as a coach, we had a whole discussion with parents about concussions. And, you know, concussions are up. Some say maybe they're overdiagnosed at times. How much more informed do you have to be now as a head coach on concussion protocol?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things here. I mean, we have a full-time trainer here that we're always in dialogue with. But, you know, our protocols now are a lot different than, you know, even when I played. And then I'm sure even so much more years down the road. And I think you're right. I mean, sometimes maybe they're blowing a little bit more out of proportion. But at the same time, it's your mind. I mean, we lost two guys here in game one and in game three to concussions. And they're simply not available to us for the rest of this round, at least. I mean, 7 to 10 days minimum, and you know, and then they get back into some activity. But yeah, we've got to be, and not just I guess the concussion side of it, Jason, just injuries at this time of year. I mean, you know, as a coach, you sometimes you say, hey, you got to suck it up and play through it. And even though it's the playoffs, you'd love to say that. Sometimes, you know, the trainer and the doctor have, you know, they put their foot down and they're not, those players aren't available to you.
So you lose those four guys, and I doubt all of them have the exact same symptoms. I'm sure one or two of them is looking and say, Coach, no, I can go. Is that the new standard now? If you're automatically out for 7 days if they're diagnosed with one?
Yeah, well, it's the day following for us where we bring them in and they go through some baseline testing that they go through throughout the year when they haven't received a concussion. Then obviously we run them through after the day after, and you know, if those kids don't fail, then they, or if they fail that exam, pardon me, then yeah, they're out for 7 to 10 days. And then once they start to feel better, you know, it's a gradual increase in their activity level. But that even starts off ice before they even get clearance to go on ice.
Now, Tim, any player who makes it to this level of hockey is ultra competitive. You just have to be. That's a fine line. You talk about old school standards compared to now. I'm even older than you. players tend to want to say, because they're competitive, I'm okay, I can go, coach. Now, it's tough, especially when you're digging yourself out from under a hole like you are in that particular series. You know, it might be tempting to say, yeah, let's go. But really, the bigger picture has to be brought into play now, doesn't it?
Yeah, yes, no question. I mean, give me an example. The two guys that we have lost, both of them are in my office really emotional, saying, Tim, I can play. I think I'm good enough to play. But, you know, in one case, the concussion results don't prove that he can play. I mean, it's just yes or no, you're available, and it's no in his case. And in the other case, it's a case where I think he wants to play, but deep down he knows he can't. So, I mean, You deal with emotional kids here, 17 to 20 years old, where they, you know, no question, their passion is they want to play. But I think nowadays, versus, because I may not have been the smartest in my day, when you get bell, you know, you get the bell rung, and it wasn't so, you know, well known about concussions, you kind of just play through it and maybe don't tell anybody, right? To be honest. And now trainers are on these guys right away. They see a hit to the head, they're over there, you know, they're doing their job, and they got a job to do, and as coaches we do, and we got to respect their decisions with players for the, like you said, the big picture, Robin.
Head coach of the Sherr Park Crusaders, Tim Fraggle, joins us to take on the Saints Friday night, Game 5 in Spruce Grove in the North semifinal. Tim, the protocol, so do you guys have the baseline? Every player comes in at the start of the season, or is it the start of training camp, and they do the baseline test, and then if they ever have a head injury the day in, they got to come and do that test again, right?
That's correct, yeah. We do it at the start of our training camp, so we keep it on file here, so when they do get their bell rung, so to speak, that there's some information that we can pull up.
Do they ask the coach to do one at the start of the year and then middle the way through, depending on how the season's going?
Well, I could have used one at maybe mid-December, but... No, I haven't done that yet.
I'd always be curious about that. Well, Tim, I know fans of the AJHL are hoping you guys can get another victory, because the more playoff games, the more excitement. Of course, Game 5 goes Friday night, and then Game 6, if necessary, back in Sherrod Park on Sunday. Best of luck.
Thanks for having me, guys.